Recording.
Lozinski?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Fanukin?
Here.
Stoll?
Here.
Winter?
Here.
We will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you haven't in the past noticed the vision and mission statement, it is on your agenda, but I'm assuming most of you are familiar with it by now. And I would like to welcome all our visitors. It looks like Dover tonight, right? I don't want to miss anyone else, and we have some students here too. So thank you very much for coming. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And this is the portion of our meeting that is for the hearing of the public, anything that applies to the agenda. You can come up, say your name and address. The board members have received the previous minutes from the special meeting of December 5th and the regular meeting of December 12th. Are there any additions or corrections? Okay, if none, then all in favor of approving them, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And we have superintendent's report.
To me already.
Yeah.
I only have a couple items that I'm going to touch on tonight. I'm going to go through my recommendations when it's time to go through my, I'm only going to pull one of them out now to talk about, and that's to touch on Girls Lacrosse. I know that's something that we have been discussing for a period of time. We've had boys lacrosse as a sport, and we've met with the representatives from Girls Lacrosse enough to be very satisfied with the numbers they have. It's a very strong program, and recommendation in here to adopt that as an official sport for the Westlake schools. Any questions on that? I know it's something we have discussed.
I do have one question. I don't know if now's the time, but is there a strong feeder program into the Girls Lacrosse? Do you know?
I think a lot of these started through those feeder programs. Like I know a lot of the school districts now are bringing them on because of the feeder programs, and that seems to be a sport that's really, really growing. I believe Olmsted Falls picked it up, and I'm trying to think of some of the other school districts, but I am seeing it come back get into a lot more high schools. And we've had it, they've competed, but just not officially under Westlake. Second thing I just want to mention, and you know, seeing Mary come in, I know she and I talked about it, is we had, on Friday, we had two meetings happening simultaneously in our district. It was our teacher work day, and it was an interesting situation when I came in and started working a little bit, and our high school principal, Mr. Freeman, indicated to me that he was going to retire at the end of the year. That's where he was leaning, and he was going to begin looking for other opportunities. So it gave me time to really think about what are we going to do for the next high school principal, and so we put a lot of thought into it, and we're really leaning towards having Mr. Wilson move up. Had conversations with him. He was very interested in doing it, and I was very happy to have him go into that role. And then Mr. Freeman received an opportunity, and I said, "Well, congratulations. I'm very happy for you." He said, "By the way, I start February 10th." So while we knew it was a possibility, we didn't know it was going to happen that quickly. So it's still actually not officially released, I think, until tomorrow, what his role is going to be. But we did ask that if we can be vague, and we thought Friday would be a really good day because you don't know how some of the teachers are going to respond. We talked about initially doing a meeting, and I think the, when does the middle school, is the middle school at 7:50 or 7:30 when you typically do a staff meeting in the morning?
7:50.
7:50, and I think the high school then is like 7:30 when they would do that. And so we were concerned at first that, you know, if we have one, if we have a meeting at the high school at 7:30, well, by the time we go to have a meeting at 7:50 at the middle school, everybody's already gonna know, you know, kind of what's going on. And that's when, you know, we did reach out to the organization, Tim did, and asked if we can, you know, push it to Friday and just be vague and say, listen, it's an opportunity, we'll tell you what it is later. And they were fine with that. And we just felt that if we did it, not only would we have the message get there before the next meeting, but then, you know, you may have some staff that are upset that, you know, their principal's leaving. And so you find out at 7:50, and then you're upset, and then 15 minutes later you have kids walking in your door. So we really felt that Friday would be a good day. I thought, you know, I was at the high school, and I know Kathy and Brady were at the middle school. I thought it went very well, and it was well received. And so that's where we are, the situation being that Mr. Wilson will be going up as of February 10th. One of the things I like about it is when you're, and I have a lot of school people here, you know that this is the time of the year as you get into January, February, and March where you do a lot of the planning for next year. When you're, and one of the things we're looking at right now is the course planner for the high school, but we're gonna have staffing, we're gonna have a lot of different decisions that have to be made at this point in time. The good news of it is then you have Mr. Wilson in place at the high school as that planning is happening. And I can speak from experience, when you come in August and start, really the year is set, and you really can't make a lot of changes, unless of course somebody resigns and says I'm leaving February 10th, you really can't make a lot of changes, you know, throughout the school year. So I think that's a real positive. And the other half of it is the train's already moving. So when you join a building and it's going, you know, you get to ride for a little bit and kind of see, get a lay of the land. So I think there's some positives to this. I would say that the biggest surprise was the timeline, I think, in the conversations that we had. So I just kind of wanted to frame out a little bit, because I think, you know, there was word out there that Tim was gonna retire, and I think the big surprise was the February 10th, and it's like, well, if it was gonna happen at this time, why didn't you tell us? You know, why didn't you come out earlier? And, you know, we came out as early as we can, because sometimes when you're dealing with other organizations, you need to be respectful of, you know, what they want to release and what they don't at the time. So that's kind of an explanation to that as well. Other than that, I will hold for my other recommendations unless you have questions for me.
I think another good thing is that he knows most of those kids there at the high school, having had them at middle school.
But and I'll tell you, I agree with that. And one of the things that I look at when I have somebody who I want to lead our buildings, he does know them, but it's also having relationships with them and their parents, you know, and that sort of thing. So not only does he know them, but he's the kind of a person where he builds those relationships. And I think that's incredibly important. I think it'll be very beneficial.
Can I just say, I just wanted to thank you for really putting a lot of energy into how this was communicated, for not only our staff members, but our students and our families too, because we like to think of Westlake as a family. And we, you know, this news is very surprising and can really kind of knock the wind out of your sails a little bit when, like you said, the train's moving and we've got really good things going on this year. So I do appreciate how
you
communicated that. And, you know, kudos to Mr. Freeman. We're going to be very sad to see him go. I really thought he was going to promise to stay principal until my daughter graduated. He and I had numerous conversations over the years, and so I'm going to have to talk to him about that. But I'm just thrilled that Mr. Wilson's going to be taking over, and I think it's going to be great for all of us in Westlake.
And a big part of the communication, Kim Bonvasuto's back there, and she did a really nice job drafting, and not only that, but also timing out the release as well. So you know, that was a lot with Kim on that. So thank you, Kim,
thank you
for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Trustee pleasures.
Thank you. There are a few topics I'd like to discuss with the board tonight. First is our annual audit. Earlier this month, our audit was released by the auditors of state's office. The board had, both had been part of, or several of our board members had been part of the post-audit, but also I had forwarded the draft copy of the audit to the board members. Nothing changed from the draft copy to the official release. But I do want to announce to the public that I'm very, very happy with the audit. It came back with a clean audit. In fact, we're again eligible for the Auditor of State award with distinction that we will be granted by the Auditor of State's office for our annual audit. This really is to the credit of my predecessor, Mark Papera, and truly the staff that he put together. The staff in my office is just phenomenal, and I want to give them all the credit possible for keeping us in compliance on a daily basis. They do a very, very good job. So if anyone has questions about the audit, they can contact me, but it's also available on our website and by going to the Auditor of State's website and can be downloaded directly from the AOS site. Second is, I know the board is aware, but the public may not be. We had put out a request for proposals for construction manager at risk for our new pre-K through 4 elementary school project. We received seven proposals. The companies are Icon Construction, Panzica Construction, A.M. Higley, Gilbane Construction, Regency Construction, Shook Touchstone, and Turner Construction. And out of those seven proposals, the board, in a resolution in December, I believe, gave the authority for the administration to meet to shortlist those. We have done that, and we have selected four companies to bring in to interview. They were letters were sent out to them today, including email and via postal mail. The four companies we've selected to come in to interview is Icon Construction, Panzica Construction, A.M. Higley, and Gilbane Construction. The interviews will be conducted by representatives of the district, including Dave Kosovar, the business manager, Scott as a superintendent, myself. We also have a representative from the maintenance staff, as well as our architecture firm and our attorney. And those interviews will be done next Monday. So, I'm sorry, yeah, Board of Education representative John Finucane will be joining us as well. What's that? There you go. So we will be doing those interviews next Monday, and we'll hope to have a recommendation of the board shortly thereafter. Hopefully the interviews go well and we can move forward accordingly. You'll also see on the on my resolutions tonight, I just want to speak quickly about the resolution for providing for the issuance of sale of bonds in the maximum aggregate principal amount of $24,443,092 for the purpose of constructing, renovating, remodeling, adding to, furnishing equipping, and otherwise improving school district buildings and facilities, and acquiring, clearing, and improving their sites. As you recall, back in November or December, we passed a resolution that allowed us to do a two-part sale for our bond issue. And we were able to do the first part of the sale in December. The district worked very, very hard in order to complete the sale before the end of the calendar year in order to qualify for a bank-qualified sale under IRS and SEC rules. And we were able to do that, and we're able to issue up to $10 million in debt per calendar year, and that's why we had to get it done by the end of the calendar year. We were able to do that, we were able to see a good result from that in selling $9.19 million in bonds through what's called a negotiated sale, working with an underwriter who would then go out and sell those bonds on our behalf and then come back and tell us what our interest rate is overall. We felt we did well in that sale, but now we have the rest of the $33.633 million that the community passed. So in order to do that sale, I'm asking the board to do it a little bit differently this time. And the difference is, last time we did it through a negotiated sale by picking an underwriter. And we went out and working with our municipal advisor, we did requests for proposals for underwriters, and we received proposals back from six underwriters for issuance of the bonds. In working with municipal advisor, we also looked at another option called a competitive sale. And the difference with a competitive sale is instead of working with an underwriter directly, we actually structure the debt how we would like it set up, meaning that, you know, you have this principal and interest payment each year for the next 33 years, is, you know, and can be structured, there's a number of laws, but can be structured different ways over that time period. We set that structure, and then we put that structure out to the market on the day of sale. And then the underwriters will competitively bid on that bond package, on the amount and the structure of that debt. And what will come back is really what our total interest cost is. And in other areas, other districts that have done this recently, it has been to the benefit of the community in doing it as a competitive sale. And I want to stress that for 1 minute on what I mean by a benefit to the community. As a school district, we're not allowed to issue any more than the $33.633 million in debt. Additionally, you know, there's some caveats on what's called debt and also some technicalities of what's premium on bond sales. Any premium that we generate, we're not allowed to take in more and build a bigger school, better school, add it to the school project. We have no more than $33.633 million to build our school from this bond issue. But by getting better interest rates, by structuring it in a better way, it provides a savings to the community over the long term. It, again, an analogy for me that I like to put it is it's a mortgage. Certainly, while you go to different banks, you may not qualify for any more money on the mortgage, but you may find better rates as you pay it off year after year. And that's what we're trying to do, is provide the best interest rate possible for the community, so ultimately we're collecting less tax than what we had originally planned on, and providing the savings to the community over the term, the 33-year term of the sale. So in analyzing this, I met with our finance committee very quickly last week, or it was not a quick meeting, but we set it up very quickly because of the analysis. And I believe, and I know John and Joe can share their opinion, but I believe that the opinion of the finance committee as a whole was to move forward with a competitive sale. And this would allow us, again, going to the market under a competitive market, we would get the rates back from the underwriters, and we would then award the debt to the lowest bidder ultimately, providing for the best savings for the community. So that's what's going to be before you tonight. The one caveat that's with the negotiator, the competitive sale, that I have spoken to the board in the past is I've been contacted by a few, there are residents who may want to buy our bonds, invest in our school district for this bond sale. And doing it through a competitive sale is a little bit different than doing it through a negotiated sale. Through a negotiated sale, we would know who the underwriter is. An example, we used RBC in the past. I would tell the resident, here, call up RBC, make sure you have an account with RBC. This is the sale date, they can take care of you, no worries. In this case, and I'll work with Kim Bonifacito to get this information out as well, is I'm going to direct anyone who's interested in buying bonds to contact me directly. And what it will be is on the day of sale, we will then pass on their contact information to the underwriter that's selected, with the understanding that the underwriter will give the opportunity for those people who are interested, local residents who are interested in buying bonds, first crack at buying those bonds. So this will still allow our community to invest in it if they so choose, directly at bond sale without going through the secondary market. It's just a little bit different than what we've done in the past.